Yes.
All right, I'll speak at this volume then.
Lord MacDonald, what are you doing in Copenhagen? What are you trying to achieve?
That's a very sensible question. There are some 20,000 people descending on this tiny and immensely beautiful city where my lovely wife was brought up. And it is a real pleasure to be here. But I'm here to try to talk to some of the leading delegations and to say to them that this conference and the treaty which is designed to be signed at this conference is no longer necessary. We now know from the emails that a whistleblower released from the University of East Anglia that an international clique of malevolent, politically motivated, bad scientists has been manipulating, inventing, distorting, and destroying scientific data. In fact, the very data for world temperature on which the entire global warming scare is founded. No longer can it be said that the science is settled, and if the science is not settled, there is no need for a treaty.
Are you sure they will listen to you?
While we are still free, in the next week or two, I can still say what I want to say, because Copenhagen used to be a democratic country until, like Britain, it made the mistake of joining the undemocratic European Union. But we are still, for the moment, free to say what we think, to try to persuade the governing class of the world to end this conspiracy of the governors against the governed.
But was it not the political class who pushed and helped the scientists and maybe helped them with the ideas, what to research and how? Who is behind all of this?
There is certainly a very close, intimate connection between leading politicians, leading bureaucrats, leading governments worldwide, and the scientists. This is a worry, it's a concern, but we can still try to hope that common sense and science will prevail over what is merely a now discredited and laughable superstition.
Do you think that these emails came too early or too late? Because we know they have been released five weeks or more before they hit the net.
The unspeakable BBC, to whom the emails was first released, failed to do anything with them. Why? Because it is part of the political class. It gets its money entirely from the taxpayer. And it was unwilling to tell the truth about what these emails show. To this day, although it has mentioned that the emails exist, it has not said anything about what is in them. That I find culpable. It's one of the problems we have, that the media have become no longer the mirrors of the establishment, but its poodles.
Which delegations will you be working upon?
I think I must start with the United States, which of course is itself now the representative of what is effectively a communist government. And I'm going to use that word because that is really what it is. I don't think we can any longer conceal the fact that we are dealing for the first time with a communist administration in the United States. But I'm hoping, nevertheless, that they will realize they have midterm elections for the whole House of Representatives and for a third of the Senate, only a year away. If they bring into force what will be the largest tax increase in human history as a result of this conference, they will be flung from office forever. I am going to remind them of that.
Lord Monckton, thank you very much.